We were just reading from the book, the second book of Maccabees, the butchering of the seven sons, and how the lady there, the woman, their mother, is advising them to suffer it. I'm always a fan. There's actually a huge section which has been like skipped, but there's a section where it talks about some of the phrases of the sons, and one of them is, after him, the third son, was the victim of their sport. When it was demanded, because they were threatening the other one that they were going to cut off his tongue and cut off his hands if he didn't eat the meat. So when they demanded it, he immediately stuck out his tongue and courageously stuck out his hands and said nobly, I got these from heaven. Because of the laws, I disdain them, and from him I hope to get them back again. It's one of those things that I imagine him, like they're asking, like they're, well, if you're not going to eat it, and they said he's not going to eat it, and then he like sticks out his tongue and he says the entire phrase with his tongue sticking out and his hand outstretched. And it's, not only is it like humorous, because it's ridiculous to actually say that phrase with your tongue sticking out, and it's also kind of reminds you, not only that scene, but all the seven brothers and the mother remind you of the martyrs. They remind you not only of the Jewish martyrs, but of the Catholic martyrs. I thought it was fascinating. We were actually, during the spiritual exercises that we just were living with a group down in Nacogdoches, we were reading the Prey of the Priest Catchers. And there was a book that had to deal with 40 martyrs of the English church, the first English church. And it was impressive how all of them had that same spirit. In other words, there is a spirit of joy and a spirit of self-sacrifice and a spirit which is the same as the mother and the seven sons. It's amazing how in this, and what we just read in 2 Maccabees, the mother would have been the one to be most pitied. Could you imagine if your mother has to like watch all of her seven children be killed? That's unheard of. And the fact that the mother isn't only like just wallowing in her self-pity, she's encouraging her sons to die for the Jewish faith. And they hadn't even seen the resurrection. They didn't know about Jesus Christ. They didn't have like any presentations on the Shroud of Turin, like Brother Stephen and I were giving today. They didn't have that. But we know about the resurrection and that Jesus is alive. And it's amazing what, not only what the Jews were able to live with that, but also that's how that same spirit is present in the martyrs of England. I was thinking of Margaret Clitheroe. She's one of the many saints that appears there. And it was amazing when they condemned her to death publicly, she took out like the coin that she had, like the money that she had on her, and like paid it to the man and said, like, take this for giving me like the best news I've ever had in my life. She like paid everything that she had. And not only that, they're like, well, what about your children? After this, we're going to go after your children. We're going to kill them too. She's like, the best thing I can desire for them is that they die martyrs. Like, you are giving me the pleasure of dying today. And I was also fascinated by the fact that I didn't know this. This is another detail that I didn't know about. The fact that she was, first of all, they were telling her like how they're going to torture her and all this. She'd actually made a specific gown that she wanted to wear at the moment that they're going to crush her with weights, with stones underneath and pregnant at the same time. She had made a gown because she was considering going to a feast. But another detail which I thought was fascinating is the fact that God in his providence, because the torturers were not planning on this, they don't think about these things. The Lord usually hides it from them. But the Lord chose that she be killed on March 25th. The feast day of the Annunciation, the most Marian feast day, the day when God became man, when God chose Mary. And it's beautiful because it's a way of associating her with Our Lady. And it's a way of associating the lady from Maccabees of the seven sons with Our Lady as well. There's a phrase from the Book of Wisdom that says how a weakling will not remain with her. It's good to remember that Our Lady is like the Our Lady from Maccabees. She's not a mother that has like pity, oh, I'm sorry, you must be suffering a lot, you know. She's a woman who encourages her children to die for the faith. And if the woman of Maccabees encouraged them to die, like to not eat pork, to die, how much more must Our Lady encourage us? Knowing the glory that her son received, having seen the resurrection, having seen the first martyr, she would have been the one encouraging the martyrs to have that spirit, to die willingly. So we're gonna ask her when we're praying our rosaries, when we're talking to her frequently throughout the day, when we're suffering anything. I have Brother Brian over here who's sickly. But like anyone who's a little bit sick, it's good to remember like Our Lady, first of all, she's close to us in those moments. She's like that mother. And she also wants, she's not begging simply that the sufferings be taken away from us. You know, in the rosary, you always end by saying, to give us health of mind and body. And I know one who actually would always, Fernando, would always add, especially of soul, like health of body and soul. And he would always say, especially of soul, which is true. And that we ask our Lord to have pity on this. We ask Our Lady to have pity on all the sick as well, to cure, especially those who are very seriously ill. We're thinking of several. But also to give the grace that we might be children worthy of such a mother. That we might be, as it says in the prophecy of Genesis, that we might be, that will put enmity between your seed and her seed. She will, you will strike her foot and she will crush your head. So we ask her that we be part of her foot and that we be her seed and that we be worthy of such a mother. Amen.